The U.S. Department of Agriculture presents Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunity, providing assistance to help grow American agriculture and increase opportunity for rural communities.
Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities and regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This radio program is part of a collaborative effort of the Hornada RC&D Council, NARC&DC, and the USDA NRCS that complements the Strike Force initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers.
My name is Ed Schmidt, and I'm a rancher in Sierra County. The name of the ranch is Apache Gap Ranch. It's on the side of a mountain, and it goes from about 5,000 feet to 8,000 feet. It's 34,000 acres, and I have a herd of Angus Charolais cattle. I've had the ranch for about 17 years. I've participated in several of the NRCS programs and also the Farm Service Agency programs. I also participated in one Soil Conservation Service program. The three agencies make available to ranchers quite a few different programs, and the intention is to help the rancher improve his operation and the soil conservation of the area. In this case, one of the things that has been important to us has been the Beautify New Mexico, which is a program that has gone on now for about, I think it's 12 years, and they have gotten rid of a tremendous amount of creosote in the state. And this has allowed the natural grasses to come back and be back to a grassland as opposed to a brushland. And I looked at what it accomplished in the pasture, which was amazing. The creosote would steal all the rainwater first. So after the creosote was gone, the grasses came up like crazy. And it was really a very positive thing. I think it's very important that a rancher try to be aware of the programs that these various agricultural agencies offer. And they do promote them in the newspapers. They just had an outreach program where they'll go and talk at a county fair about the programs. And I think it's well worth any rancher to take a few minutes and set up an appointment to go see some of these people.
My name is Tracy Hamilton. I am the grants manager, administrator for Socorro County, New Mexico, and also the FEMA coordinator for Socorro County. Strike Force is strong in New Mexico. It's comprised of a variety of different organizations and community partners, such as the Middle Rio Region Council of Governments, the Navajo Nation Division of Economic Development. We have Luna County, we have Socorro County, we have New Mexico Sequia Associations. We have universities such as New Mexico State University, different pueblos, the Santa Clara, Santo Domingo pueblos. We also have farmers market. The Santa Fe Farmers Market Institute is part of our strike force in New Mexico. So a lot of these organizations work towards rural growth and opportunity and address the challenges that we face. And come to our Board of County Commission meeting every other Tuesday at 10 o'clock at Socorro County Annex Building. And we would love to hear from you and utilize your input into future development and projects for the county.
My name is Doug Boykin. I'm the district forester with New Mexico State Forestry stationed in Socorro, New Mexico. Our district consists of Socorro, Catron, Grant, Sierra, Doniana, Luna, and Hidalgo counties, which, incidentally, three of those counties make up the Hornada RC&D, Hornada Resource Conservation and Development Council. The importance of the RC&Ds initially were established around ways to allow interested individuals from the multiple counties or multiple areas to do projects that concerned with natural resource development and restoration. The strength of the RC&D is it brings together a lot of individuals within the three-county area that allows us to leverage resources and help entity get a project done. We also have done a lot of work with the Bureau of Reclamation in between Elephant Butte and Caballo with saltpeter restoration and removal, saltpeter removal and then restoration of cottonwood and willows and stuff like that. So there's lots of opportunities for people to get involved. We have a quarterly meetings, usually in Tier C, towards the end of each month. And you can get that information from Mary Jo Fall, who is our Secretary Treasurer. She works, she's an employee of the Sierra Estep Soil and Water Conservation District. Also contact either me or Mary Jo for meetings, and we'd like to have people involved.
You may contact the Jornada RC&D by calling Doug Boykin at 575-835-9365, Mary Esther Greider at 575-524-0050, or Mary Jo Fall at 575-894-6354. More about Strike Force after this. Jornada RC&D Council serves Socorro County, Sierra County, and Dona Ana County along the Rio Grande in southern New Mexico with a unique program that is led by local volunteers. RC&D helps people care for and protect their natural resources in a way that improves the local economy, environment, and living standards. RC&D is a way for people to work together to plan and carry out activities that will make their areas a better place to live. RC&D councils effectively develop partnerships with governmental, non-governmental, and private organizations, bringing together needed resources to get the job done. These alliances provide the necessary tools that allow each RC&D to accomplish its particular goals and objectives, giving local people the opportunity to solve their own problems. Additionally, RC&Ds are able to acquire technical and financial support from government agencies, private companies, foundations, institutions, and individuals. The Jornada RC&D focuses on the value of public-private partnerships and making the best use of limited resources, the value of grassroots involvement in making decisions about local areas, bringing USDA agencies together to focus on the same problems and opportunities, leveraging limited federal dollars with private funds to accomplish goals, working toward the goal of community sustainability, and achieving a balance between rural economic development and natural resources protection. Now, back to more perspectives on Strike Force in New Mexico.
My name is Ramon Alvarez. I am from La Union, New Mexico. Buenas tardes. Me llamo Ramon Alvarez. Soy de La Union, Nuevo México. I'm a third-generation farmer. And I've been farming, I farm land that my granddad cleared with horses. So we've been here a long time. And I also farm organic, which has been a, you know, it's a niche market and it's been a blessing for us. We've done real well with it. I've been involved with SSA for a long time. And I'm, a, you know, you just, through either through the fellow farmers or the agency, newsletters, whatever, you know, you're informed as to some of the programs that are available. Also, people from the office will come out and pay visits. And I've had some projects that are, you know, 20 years old, and they're still in great shape. And so you kind of keep in contact with the office, and you know some of the programs that are available. Farming's tough, but you really have to love what you're doing. I was very fortunate because, you know, I came from a family of farmers. So, you know, it was easier for me to step in, and I hope that my son continues in the same tradition. So I'm Joe Chatfield. I have a ranch in Sierra County, Chatfield Ranch, and we've been doing these programs for the last couple of years, 3 years, I think, and they really helped improve our ranch, not just for the cattle, but also for the wildlife. On kind of showing us on grazing, you know, taking our cows out during certain times of the year and letting that feed grow up and head out and feed out. Also, putting in pipelines. We put in about 3 miles of pipeline and 2 storage tanks and some drinkers, and they're all wildlife friendly. And so that has really helped open up some country that didn't have no water in it before. And so the cattle and the wildlife are are able to utilize that country now. And the monitoring stations and the nut valve deal that I send off samples of my cows to see what mineral and stuff we need to help them out. Everything that we've done has been a big improvement on this ranch. I know a couple of neighbors that have had it too, and they're really impressed with it. So everything that I have done with these programs has really been a blessing to us, to be honest with you. I kind of encourage more people to sign up and take a part in it, because not just us that can, anybody can that's got the property to do it and the want to can sign up and get these programs. And I think that it improves the ranches a tremendous amount. Like I say, it's opened up country on this ranch that cows never would graze it, or it was just too far from water. And the wildlife also, there wasn't no water back there. They wouldn't go back there either. And the wildlife and everything has improved a tremendous amount. I think all the programs, and they try to help these young ranchers out. I'm only 33 years old. It has helped me out a tremendous amount. If I can encourage anybody, be interested and give them a call and talk to them about it, I think they would be just as impressed as I am.
My name is Mary Weathers. I am a lifetime rancher, cow-calf operation. I was raised with cattle. I've had cattle all my life. So I learned from my dad their necessities and have gone on with it. All I would say is that you have to realize what you're getting into before you get into it and have a good support system. The Socorro office here has been monumental in the help that they've offered me, and really just to know how to, you really need to know what you're doing before you do it.
My name is Dick Lanford. I'm a ranch owner of a small family ranch located in Sierra County near the town of Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. The ranch was founded by my father and mother in 1981, and it started off as a very small operation. We now currently have the operation of about 160 pairs of cow-calf pairs that we operate on about 30,000 acres. We use the Soil and Water Conservation District for another aspect of cost shares. So what we're utilizing them for currently is we have, you know, in the desert, we have a small patch of farmland that we've turned into permanent pasture that is due for some renovation. It's been probably 10 or so years since any field work had been done on them. We're getting some overgrown mesquites and all this type of stuff. So we're going through them, the conservation district, to do a cost share in upgrading our ditch system and re-leveling our fields. So we're going from open ditch to pipe ditch, and then we're putting in a better slope that our fields used to have because we have real salty water. We're also working with them to identify what grass types we want to put into permanent pasture that will give us a better success rate. I would love to see more ranchers in the world, but, you know, it's not a hobby that you can just pick up. I believe it's a way of life that you either have or you don't have. I think the growing statistic now is, you know, we make up 1% of the population anymore, but provide, you know, I forget what the percentage is of food, you know, for American families, and it would be nice if people could contribute to that and want to, you know, be a part of the ranch community, because I believe that it's one of the better communities in the nation that we live in.
The USDA NRCS is committed not only to improving access to programs, but also to making USDA programs work better while enhancing the viability and profitability of small farms and ranches, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers, as well as promoting and assisting in the development of sustainable rural communities. Get involved with Strikeforce. You can learn more about the Strikeforce initiative by visiting usda.gov/strikeforce, or you can contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.